Prince kind of brings in a wide variety of categories and things, everything from communications and business development for the region. And it talks about kind of different ideas and where we're going. And I said we as in the region. So that includes obviously Unalaska, which is the largest community in the region. I think it includes Kodiak as well. So I went to it last year. It was my first time going to it. I found it very intriguing, and I feel that the topics are pertinent to members of the Planning Commission. We do send people from the council every year. I think at least a couple, and the mayor go typically. And last year I was there, and the city did pay for me to attend. When I say they paid, they just did my registration cost, and I had my own hotel and flight and all that. And I have brought it up to possibly have it where a member of the Planning Commission would attend every year. And I wanted to bring that up to you guys and see what you thought of it, and see if that's something that we would want to pursue, or, you know, if the city was willing to step up to a certain extent. Again, like, I would like to attend again this year. I'm already going to be there. You know, and again, I would ask personally if they would cover my registration so I could attend. But I wanted to see if you guys thought that would be something that we would want to pursue into the future and attend maybe at least one member every year. We could choose who that would be. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been. If you guys want to chat, go ahead.
Yeah, he's put it up on the board, so I was reading it.
Oh, there, sorry.
I would think that this would be something we should maybe... I feel like this is a little bit on the spot, so I would like to think about it and maybe put it to the... I know it's probably coming up. I don't know when it is, but...
Yeah, it's a non-action item. We're just chatting about it tonight.
And it's March 2nd, 3rd, something like that.
Yeah, so it is coming
right
up
at the beginning of March.
And then my other question is, I mean, we don't get to expend city funds, right? So.
No, but we do make decisions that I would say, plan the future of the community. And I think by attending things like this, you kind of keep a pulse on where we're going, you know, and you kind of know what's coming up in the future, you know, what kind of big agenda items are happening in the region. I just feel like it's a way to kind of stay connected with where we're going. And, you know, out of all the, I totally makes sense that council members go, but I would argue that out of all the other entities in the community, I think the Planning Commission is one that it does have an involvement to a level that, you know, we are making decisions here that do kind of affect the future of the town. And so that's kind of why I wanted to bring it up. And again, I've already asked Bill and, you know, previously, and I actually, like I said, I'm planning on being there, and I would like to attend again. And I would ask if the city would pay for my registration cost again so I could attend. But this is something we had previously brought up to the city manager. So being that Chris is here, I would like to hear what he would have to say about this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 30 years I've been a city manager,
I'm
Karen. Okay, Caroline, we'll get to you here in just a minute, okay?
Do you want her to talk first, or?
Go ahead, you already started.
Okay, thank you. In 30 years I've been a city manager, I've never seen a city send a planning commission member to Swampsea. If you want to go to Swampsea, I'd say it'd be a good idea to get on the city council. I don't deny that there's, you know, good things that happen or information, but I think you should probably go in front of the council and ask for the money to do it if that's what you want to do. It's not in the budget right now. You know, I think it's a council issue who they send and how they send people. to these things. I'll be there, but I live there in Anchorage, so.
Okay, thank you. Caroline, you got a comment?
Yes, I was going to say that I didn't think the city had, you know, a lot of money to right now to do the, to pay for too many people's attendance. So if you're going, kind of, I would suggest that you bring back all the reports to the rest of the board so we can learn for the time being.
Yeah, I would gladly do that. And it's to my understanding that the Planning Commission does have a travel budget, hasn't been used in a few years. It's normally used to, from my understanding, to send new members out for training. I don't think we've done that in a while. So I don't know. I think that the budget's been given back to the general fund every year since we haven't been using it.
We haven't sent anybody out because normally we go to the Alaska Planning Conference, and that's been by Zoom or a digital platform the last several years. The next scheduled conference is in August, and I try to budget for one or two Planning Commission members to go. However, that's in next year's budget then, since it'll be in August. And I think I wanted to make sure, Travis, when we spoke, I think at least a month ago when you asked, it was for the full gamut. You wanted a hotel and per diem and travel and then the registration and these things. You know, from my perspective, they get expensive, and I have two other committees. I've got a library committee, and I've got a PCR committee, et cetera. And just remind the board that most of the heavy decisions are decided by council. So zoning changes, CUPs, all of that, we make recommendations to council. So the only thing we solely have responsibility and jurisdiction over is exactly what we were doing tonight, the subdivision of land.
Thank you. So, yeah, I did bring up the full gamut. Was just, as I said, discussing moving forward if that would be something that we would entertain. And so that's why I wanted to have a discussion about it. But like I said, I'm planning on being there, and I already have accommodations and all that. And so if I was to ask for a registration cost again, do you feel that I should present that to the council, or is that something that we could ask the city manager here now? Or
I think I would ask the city council, because it's not in the budget. It, you know, there are all these other committees. I say yes to you. Now three other people are going to come up to me tomorrow and say, I want to go to this concert, this and this. I want to go to the construction expo in L.A. So that's the issue. So, yeah, I'd say write a letter to city council and go before them on the 28th.
Okay.
A good time for that is, and I'm trying to remember what the date is, and I was looking for our agenda, the reports from the various commissions. You'll be sitting, I was going to ask you normally would come and make the reports that we just passed to the city council anyway. So if you're sitting there, it's probably a good time to, you know, pique their interest and see what they think.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. By the way, actually, that's a good point. Do you want me as the chairman to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's on the 28th?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
February 28th.
Okay. I'll be there.
That would be the...
Okay, any other comments or questions on this discussion item?
It's the 28th. Council meeting's on the 28th.
Okay, I'll be there. Perfect. Okay, well, having moved through all the items on tonight's agenda, we will consider this meeting adjourned. It's 7:10 p.m. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Caroline. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks, Vicki. Have a good night.